Each week, Valerie Brown Kucherov brings us Little Spouse on the Prairie, the show where she pokes affectionate fun at her husband, her kids, her home, and her rural life, even though she loves them all fiercely, maybe a little too fiercely.
We don't do it very often, but every once in a great while, we decide to take a little bit bigger vacation than our usual road trip in the U.S. This summer seemed like the perfect time to do this because my 16-year-old daughter had signed up for an international music tour, and a couple of our own friends were interested in going along. We gave a copy of our daughter's itinerary to a travel agent friend and said, get us within an hour or so of her throughout the weeks that she's in Europe. Needless to say, this excursion gave rise to a lot of material for Little Spouse, and throughout the coming weeks, listeners will be subjected to all of our adventures. There were six of us traveling in our party, so our capable travel agent reserved an 8-passenger van to make sure we had enough room for baggage. We were nervous about this because we were starting in England, and we planned to drive that same vehicle throughout our trip on the continent as well. So we wondered, on which side of the van would the steering wheel be? When our flight landed and we collected our massive amounts of luggage, we made our way by shuttle to the car rental station. We immediately laid eyes on a gorgeous Mercedes van, all shined up and ready. But the door man explained that the establishment preferred that we take a much smaller vehicle, as the van was not tagged for the continent and had the steering wheel on the right side. We agreed with that for certain, but we were very skeptical about how the six of us and our gargantuan pile of luggage might fit in the compact SUV he suggested. Nevertheless, we were game once he explained that he would discount the rental price by 1,000 pounds, which converted to around $1,250 US at the time. That brought the vehicle rental for 17 days and 6,000 miles to just over $500 US. As listeners know, I am an extremely tight person. I hardly need to let you know that we jammed ourselves and our luggage into that tiny SUV. He offered to let us examine under the bonnet and have a peek at the boot, but after we heard about this discount, we just nodded along and smiled. To complicate matters, the vehicle was a stick shift, and though all of us grew up driving them, only one of us had recent experience, and none of us were that confident in driving on what we considered the wrong side of the road. Poor Clementine was in this itty-bitty hidey-hole in the third row of seats right next to a stack of hard-side suitcases that reached to the ceiling. A number of smaller bags were jammed around our feet. My husband Joel, a big man, my 6-foot-tall teen son, and I were all jammed in the middle row. Our friends, the driver and navigator, were in the front bucket seats. We vowed then and there that we would keep souvenir purchases to an absolute minimum. This would end up being a blessing in disguise because we'd all be required to stick to our purchasing budgets. I secretly remembered that the last time I traveled in Europe for a few weeks, I gained 15 pounds and not the British kind. But I knew this time I was going to stick to my careful diet. Thus began our European vacation. If our vehicle was heavy, our hearts were light as we took 7 wrong turns getting out of the car rental parking lot. The vehicle's GPS had a lovely British accent as it said, "Recalculating," and "Proceed to the route," which somehow made the experience much less frustrating.
I am the bus here, and I say turn.
Thus,
left.
I assumed that affecting a British accent would be an excellent tension diffuser throughout the trip. But every time I advised my companions, "Come now, let's all bloody well be adults about this holiday," I got nothing but good old American profanity back. We had SIM cards for our mobiles, a few pounds in our pockets, and a brilliant plan for this holiday as we pulled into our first adorable little flat in Kensington.
Little Spouse on the Prairie airs at the same time each week. It is a production of High Plains Public Radio, written and voiced by Valerie Brown Kucherov, with production assistance by Ron Rolfe, Angie Hafley, and music by Kelly Wirtz. More Little Spouse on the Prairie episodes can be found online at hppr.org under the Programs tab.
Have a great week.